Welcome to part two of the Agricultural and Applied Economics Association podcast series titled How to Find a Job at the ASSA Meetings, Navigating the Labyrinth. I'm Kristen Aggard, Executive Director of the Agricultural and Applied Economics Association. Recently, I spoke with Juan Pablo Sesmero, Assistant Professor at Purdue University, about his experience interviewing at the ASSA meeting. Thank you for joining me today, Professor Sesmero. You bring a very unique and valuable perspective to this podcast series because you recently navigated your way through the ASSA interviewing process. How is interviewing at ASSA different than other interviewing experiences you've had?
Well, I think it's probably a bit more overwhelming. So the interview will be seeing a lot of people, and so the candidate should expect that and not be discouraged. Also, you have very little time, usually 30 minutes, to defend your case. And so there will probably be many things that you would like to say, and I think it's a good idea to write down a list of things in order of relevance that you want to make sure to tell to the interviewer, and depending on the profile of the position description as well. So drop from that list, you know, things that are not terribly important because they might actually deviate you from the bottom line. Always be ready to ask questions to the department, like what is expected from the new person, and how the new person would fit into the overall goal and project of the department. And it's usually a good idea to do a dry run in your own department, so present a seminar and try to have interviews with your own professors. That actually usually works a lot.
Do interviews vary greatly between employers, or is the process standard?
I'd say there's a core to all interviews, and then there's a flexible part. The core pretty much consists of the candidate describing the current and planned research and also teaching experience. Now, if the position description emphasizes an area, as a candidate, you should have a good idea of what a syllabus of a course in that area should look like. That's usually a good idea. And the flexible part really varies a lot. A consistent research and teaching background with the position description, I think, is a must. You should talk to the people. This is key. You should talk to the people in the profession and try to figure out what the profile and culture of the department that you are applying to is. It will help you in deciding whether the department is a good fit for you or not, but it would also help you in defending your case. For example, some departments, I have a rather wide research portfolio, and some departments saw, for example, interdisciplinary orientation to my work as a strength, and others saw it as a weakness. And even within your own area, the breadth or the degree of specialization of your research might be seen as an advantage or disadvantage depending on the department. And so I think it's key to find out what the culture of the department is, and talking with the professors in your own department really might help.
ASSA draws around 10,000 people to its meetings, so it can be a little overwhelming if one isn't prepared. What should candidates expect when they arrive at the ASSA meeting?
Well, the general picture is probably not very different from AgEcon meetings or other professions meetings, but it is true that it's huge, and that can be overwhelming. But just to focus on your own situation and what your responsibilities are, I think you want to make sure you contact your interviewer and coordinate the logistics with each one of them, and make sure you know where the headquarters of your interviewers are, and they will probably provide you with things like a code number that you can actually use in the registration desk to find out about the headquarters. And so just, I think you should write down a plan, knowing what the times of your interviews are and the places, and just try to organize your logistics around that.
What should a candidate do immediately after each interview, and how about a few weeks after the interview?
I think immediately it's probably a good idea to write down highs and lows of the interview, just because you have everything fresh in your mind. And based on that, I think you should write down emails, follow-up emails to the interview. And in those follow-up emails to the interviewer, I think you should try to minimize the damage. So all the things that you think went wrong, think about a way to kind of compensate or explain that, or you know, give some kind of rational justification, but not being too defensive, because that wouldn't work. And then weeks after, it's hard to tell. The speed at which each department moves varies a lot, but I think sending an email touching base with the interviewers about 2 or 3 weeks later, it's usually a good idea.
And my last question today, what are the top 3 most important things a candidate should remember, consider, or do during the interview process?
Well, I think you want to make sure you know what your area of strength is and convey that clearly to the interviewers. So interviewers know that usually candidates will probably continue to work in the area he or she is working at the time of the interview. So they may not choose the best overall economist, but the best candidate in the relevant area. And so having a research agenda consistent with the profile of the position and emphasizing on that on that alignment, I think it's a really good idea. And also, I think, and this is the second good idea, is choose a job market paper that integrates both theory and applications. Because in that way, you can actually signal strength in both dimensions. And if the job market paper does not cover both, then present your job market paper and then highlight other papers that kind of complement your work in the job market paper. And I think a third important idea is to highlight the potential of your research to get external funding. So what they call soft money, which is not salary but actually grants from external funding agencies, is becoming critical in these dire budget conditions. So being able to secure grants to fund students is critical for pretty much all departments. And this is something that graduate students don't usually think of. And so doing this, I think, will also force you to get familiar with funding opportunities, which may enhance your research agenda and also signals to the potential employer a commitment on your part to get funding, to get external funding.
Excellent. And that concludes our interview today. Thank you very much for sharing your insights with us.
Okay, thank you. And I hope this is helpful.
That was Professor Juan Pablo Sesmero from Purdue University. If you have additional questions or comments for Professor Sesmero, please send an email to info@aaea.org. This podcast is the second part of a 3-part series. The first podcast featured John Brandt from North Carolina State University, in which he shared some tips from his perspective as a department head. The third podcast will feature an interviewer from a public agency. We hope you'll join us. For more information about the Agricultural and Applied Economics Association, visit www.aaea.org. I'm Kristen Aggard. Thanks for listening.